One of New Mexico's most colorful events comes to a close today. The Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta began last weekend. Hundreds of balloonists from around the world have been decorating the sky, and more than 800,000 spectators have been watching, in many cases from 1,300 feet above the ground. NPR's Josh Rogerson was among those in attendance.
It's just after dawn on a clear and breezy day at the Balloon Fiesta Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Pat Newell and his crew are using a cool air fan to fill up his envelope or deflated balloon.
Heat makes it go up. As it cools, it comes down. The scary thing is if you're going towards power lines.
Wind, speed, and direction seem to be on every pilot's mind this morning. But balloons are being launched in all directions like a carefully choreographed dance.
We need either you or Rose on the Optima group silver balloon, please.
Sarah Pearson's been launching balloons at Fiesta Park for 10 years and is one of the conspicuous zebras on the field, so called for their black and white striped referee-like uniforms.
What's the most unique design that you've seen today?
The really popular one today has been the Darth Vader balloon. He even came in with extra security the other day. I know he comes with his own stormtroopers.
They're dressed up as stormtroopers?
Yes, they are.
My name is Lambert, and I'm coming from Belgium. It is the Dark Vader balloon from Star Wars. One day, I asked to Lucasfilm if I can make a balloon. And after reflection, Lucasfilm sent me an email. Yes, why not?
Is it more difficult to fly a balloon like Darth Vader because of its shape?
Yes, it's more difficult, but the force is with us.
By 9 a.m., there are about 200 balloons aloft, but there's still a number of them inflated, but not quite willing to take off. Tony Polito from Atlanta, Georgia, has been piloting here for 20 years. His 80-foot-tall, bright yellow balloon he calls Retro Bird is wavering in the wind when I catch up with him.
Uh-oh, the Blackbird's gonna go to sleep. Back to the nest.
It's the most simple concept, hot air is lighter than cool air. And so the object is just to heat the cool air in the balloon, and then when you want to drop fast, the red line here is a vent line, you pull on it and you drop. The winds are most calm early in the morning and right before sunset. It's because of the way the angle of the sun hits the earth, and then it creates thermals which create unstable air. Lighter than air is what this is, so anything affects it. Downdraft, updraft, wind shear. But that's part of the challenge.
On my way back home, I heard that a team's balloon got snagged on a fiber optic line on Monday morning, and a woman fell to her death. Fatalities are rare. The last in Albuquerque was in 1998. The 36th annual Balloon Fiesta ends today in the enchanted land of New Mexico. Josh Rogerson, NPR News.
You can take a look at the Darth Vader hot air balloon and other unique balloon designs at npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.